One of the most interesting runners in the Group 1, William Reid, on Friday night is Pariah, second to Catchy as a two-year-old in the Blue Diamond and one of the most promising horses in the country at the time. We get to see him back at the track under lights at the Valley, and his co-trainer Paul Snowden joins me now. How are you, Paul?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Very well. More importantly, how is Pariah?
Yeah, he's very good. Got down there early this morning and... He's well schooled about going down to Melbourne and things like that. So he slotted in straight away and take his place there Friday night.
He's looked good in some recent trials. Do you think he's going as well as what he has in the past, or is he even better?
Yeah, he's better than that. He's got an amazing fresh record. His win in the Santa Minico, resuming last time, was extremely good. So pretty confident. We wanted to. We were prepared to stay here in Sydney, by all means. It wasn't our first choice to be going down there. It's more than a tougher race, the Galaxy up here, than what the William Reid is. But just through the deteriorating weather and the rain coming, it certainly he's shown he doesn't like it. So, there we are on Friday now because of the better conditions, obviously.
You've always had a huge rap on him, and if he can win a Group 1, he's going to be a super valuable colt. Is this the race he's been wound up for, a first-up win, whether it was in Sydney or here, to get that Group 1 status?
Yeah, it's all been towards a first-up run, and obviously these two races, it was a backup plan to have in case the rain did come, and obviously it has. So, look, it's Moonee Valley first time. There's always a little bit of a query, but I'm pretty confident he can get around there. He certainly got around Caulfield well, and he was a very immature horse when he did attack those two races down there. So I'm backing his ability and his potential to sort of see him through.
Sounds like a very confident push from the stable there. We'll be following on Friday night. You've also got another horse down there, Maximus, who's been racing reasonably well.
He's been going good. He's got a little bit too far back the other day. He's got blinkers back on. So we drew sort of that middle sticky gate at Packenham the other day, and we just had to go too far back. And look, he ran extremely well. He's just got a little bit too far back in the run, but he's hit the line great. He's a nice horse, and he's a progressive horse. I think the more times he races, the more times we see him, and if we get results with him, he's certainly going to be... a horse that sort of continue on his preparation and lift the bar with him. So, it'll be exciting to see him step out again when he does run and see what he can do with the blinkers.
You got a few nice chances at Rose Hill on Saturday without any standouts. Who do you think's your best on the day?
Kids, and a tough day at that. Look, I think my best chance is the Pinnacle. She's been crying out for the 1900. She's been just pipped the last two starts at a mile. The winner just got her the other day, just tagged her the whole way and just got her on the line. So up to 1900, the wet conditions certainly won't hurt her, and I think she's ready to go.
You know what it takes to win a slipper. You haven't got a runner this year. Who wins?
I think Jean Dewar's horse. I think
really?
Can't think of his name at the moment. The horse,
Al
Murden. I think he's had a really under the radar preparation, the horse, and it's been a faultless preparation for him. So I think a double figure odds, I think, is a cracking each way chance.
All right. We'll parlay Pariah in Al Murden each way.
Good, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Paul Snowden.